score here in the third quarter as we enter the fourth quarter with a two-score game right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Kick it. 14-0, Pahlam Westphalia leads the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. 12 minutes remain in regulation. Pahlam Westphalia is facing a 3rd and 4 from Lakers' 37-yard line. Right to left across your radio are the white-clad jerseyed Pahlam Westphalia Pirates. Navy helmets with a gold emblem similar to the Tampa Bay Buccaneer. High formation, receiver wide each way. Lehman under center. He's going to keep it for himself. He's still on his feet at the 35 and falls forward all the way down to the 32-yard line. And that'll be enough to move the chains, 1st and 10. A 5-yard gain on the Lehman keeper.
That's been their best running play they've had all night, is just a quarterback keeper or a quarterback sneak right up the middle. They've gotten 5 yards both times they've pulled it out, and a touchdown run earlier in the game. So good play by them. That's all, again, on a snap count. And try to get the defensive line on their heels, and they've been able to do it twice. But this is where Pahlam Westphalia is going to continue to pound the football, control the clock, run more clocks. So the D-line and that front seven of Lakers going to have to come up big here.
And up to Bryce Thalen, and he's across the he gets close to the 30-yard line before forward progress is stopped as Jake Kretschmer and Blake Smithers into that stop after a 2-yard gain. 2nd down, 8, maybe 9 yards to go.
Yeah, I think they're going to give him 2 on that play, which is about the most they could give him. Jake Kretschmer, the first one to stand him up, and Smithers and Wisner not far behind to help push him backward, stop his momentum. 2nd down and 8 coming up for Pahlam Westphalia. Expect more of the running game. Another stop on 3rd down here, or on 2nd down, would be huge for Lakers.
11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 14-0 PW leads Elkton Pigeon Bayport. 2nd down, 9. Lehman stays in the pocket, throws down to the far sideline, throws this one up. It is nearly brought into the 3-yard line by Trey Waller, but broken up by number 21, Andrew Siegfried in coverage. And incomplete, 3rd down and 9 from the 31.
So much contact. You see Trey Waller push Siegfried off. You see Siegfried grab him and pull himself back towards him. And as Trey Waller elevates, go get that football, goes up and gets it. It looked like an awesome highlight reel catch. But as he comes down to the ground, Siegfried doesn't give up on the play, keeps his hands up, and is able to slap the football right out of his hands and knock it harmlessly to the ground. That is a big-time pass defense by Andrew Siegfried. 3rd down and 8 coming up. This is the situation Lakers wants to force on Pahlamo. Force him to throw it on you and be ready for that pass play.
And throwing down to the far side. This one, it is tipped as number 20, James Dubes, got into that backfield and tipped the pass for Lehman, and this one had no chance. This sets up a 4th down and 9 to go from the 31-yard line of Lakers, and Pahlam Westphalia is struggling on this drive.
Well, the thing is, when you throw 2 incomplete passes, you don't run the clock at all, Clark. They could have burnt another minute or so off the clock just by running the football twice and then punting, but great job by James Dubes. He gets free around the left end, and Thielen feels the pressure, delivers the ball quickly. Who knows if he'd have completed the pass or not, but Dubes gets his hands up, deflects the pass, and knocks it down. So now it's 4th down and 8. Pahlam lines up to go for it, and if you're Lakers, you know it's coming. It's going to be a pass play.
10:46 left in the fourth. Lehman throws to his left, throws to his right, has room to run, wide open spaces. A flag flies in the backfield, and wide open down to the 5-yard line is number 42, Cameron Worth, with the big reception. And we're going to see it's a hold against Pahlam Westphalia, so this one's going to march them back another 5 yards. From the spot of the foul of the 36-yard line. So Cameron Worth's run, don't even look at it, didn't happen. And instead, it's going to be a 10-yard loss from the spot of the foul, which will actually be about a 14-yard loss.
Lakers dialing up pressure, and that's where they have to be careful. Pomona Westphalia suckers him in, allows that pressure to come right to the quarterback, and Lehman dumps it off to his running back. There's no containment, nobody staying in their gap presence, nobody covered the leaking running back, and it was going to be a big play. Bailed out by penalty, Pomona Westphalia backs up 10 yards on the holding call and will replay fourth down.
So they're the Laker 44-yard line, and they bring out their punter, number 7, Alec Thalen, about the only guy with the clean white jersey out there today. Fourth down in the country mile. First down marker is at the 23-yard line. They're going to be putting this one away, and we have flags again, and either an offsides or a false start. Not exactly sure here, Dave.
This one might be a false start. I wonder if that center didn't flinch just a little bit.
So march him back another 5 yards.
Just enough that center flinched to try and draw off the whole defensive line and throw everybody off, but not fooled by it this time, and the official was able to see it. 5 more yards and just going to back the punter up 5 more, so helping field position out for Lakers here. A chance to get on the board here yet.
Line of scrimmage at the 50-yard line. First down markers at Richmond Steel, and this is going to be Brennan Wisner with the fair catch of the 17-yard line, and no harm, no foul after that turnover downs for Lakers as they get the ball back with 10 minutes and 22 seconds left in regulation as they trail by 14 points, 14-0.
Now, start small. They got to find a way to get 3 or 4 yards on first down and then find a way to get a first down. They haven't had one in a while. They need to get one. So Coach Verberg going to have to dig deep into that playbook. He's got all his timeouts. You're 2 scores down. You're not out of this game yet. Your defense has stood tall here in this third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, they've done really well in the second half of keeping things alive. But the offense has got to find a way to use this pressure that Pomona Westphalia is bringing against them, whether it be some kind of rollout, some kind of screen pass to work, or nonetheless, they're just going to have to find some quick passing routes and try to burn that defensive line for getting into the backfield too quickly.
Pomona Westphalia has held the ball for 19 minutes and 38 seconds today, and they lead by 14 points. Receiver wide to the right. Wisner stays in the pocket, has time to throw, and this one's intercepted to the 28-yard line. And still on his feet is number 58 at the 5, and falls to the end zone, do they say? Touch, and one
down
at the 1-yard line. That is number 58, Lucas Hagen, I do believe.
No, 59.
59, excuse me. Jake Pung, no one else, of course. And it's a first down and goal from the 1-yard line after a Brendan Wisner interception.
Wow, and you got to love it because they dial up pressure, but it's a zone blitz, Clark. They fall back and let them linebackers slide back in the backfield. And Wisner looks left, doesn't see what he likes, looks right, sees Kretschmer, but at that time it's too late, and he tries to throw it into a tight window, and Jake Pung showing off those athletic hands, playing linebacker, defensive end all over the place. And why not? Leading his team in tackling, he might as well pick off a pass too and put Pomona Westphalia right down at the 1-yard line. Brennan Wisner saves the tackle for now.
And Lehman gets it across the end zone line. Touchdown, Pomona Westphalia. Lehman's second score of the day. And it's a 3-score game. It's now 20-0. Pomona Westphalia leads with 10-11 left in the fourth quarter.
Just going to say Pomona Westphalia stopped at the 1-yard line by Brennan Wisner, but you almost have to figure at the 1-yard line they're just going to let Jimmy Lehman dive forward, and that's exactly what he does, and that is a dagger for the home team. That third score by Pomona Westphalia puts them up 3 scores at the extra point on the way.
It's a 20-0 Pomona Westphalia as Alec Thalen on the field trying for the point after. He's 2 for 2 so far in the day. This one slips a little bit, and he still gets it through, but he dirties his jersey. It's now 21-0 Pomona Westphalia leading the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers with 10:08 left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah, I just love to get
I'm Matt Ross, Egg Specialist for Thumb National Bank and Trust, and I'm also a proud farmer. Are you a farmer looking to purchase a piece of equipment that will increase your farm's efficiency? Have you dreamed of purchasing that farm down the road to increase the size of your own operation? I can help. It takes a farmer to understand a farmer, and Thumb National is recognized as one of Michigan's premier agricultural lending institutions. Whatever the need, Thumb National offers a great variety of loan products complemented by convenient financing terms, competitive rates, and one-on-one service from our bank's farming professionals. Give me a call at our Pigeon or Bad Axe office. I'll meet you at the bank, in the field, or at the farm.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank, where relationships are built on trust. Let's roll up our sleeves and get to work. Member FDIC.